China invites its favorite American, John Kerry, for climate talks. By John Hayward on May 4, 2023. The Biden administration's climate envoy, former senator and failed presidential candidate John Kerry, said on Wednesday that China invited him to visit in the near term for talks on climate change. Kerry said President Joe Biden has given his blessing to the proposed meeting, but some details need to be worked out, chief among them the uncomfortable fact that China is the world's worst polluter by a wide margin, and its use of carbon-based fuels is increasing even as the climate movement pushes fantastically expensive and inefficient green energy on the free world. This has to be cooperative, notwithstanding other differences that do exist. This is not a bilateral issue. This is a universal global threat to everybody in every nation, Kerry insisted on Wednesday. The two biggest economies, biggest contributors to that problem need to be able to come together and work to try to help resolve it, Kerry said, continuing. China has invited me to visit in the near term to be able to meet with him. Chinese climate envoy Xie Zhenhua, to be able to work on work that we've been doing for several years, which is trying to find the pathway forward to be able to cooperate in ways that are beneficial to the world. And hopefully, we'll be able to do that. Kerry once again illustrated why he is Communist China's favorite American houseguest by refusing to criticize China's titanic expansion of coal burning and its ongoing pollution, instead mumbling that he thinks Beijing has embraced the terminology of the Paris Climate Accord but has not fully embraced actually reducing its emissions. Watch, Kerry, China is doing a lot more than people think on making renewables. Kerry then said it might not matter anyway since the world is on the borderline right now and might have already blown past the predictions of climate apocalypse. Or maybe not, since yet undiscovered technologies and other capacities we have to deploy clean energy could turn back the doomsday clock. None of this confused rhetoric does anything to dispel the impression that China loves to talk about climate change but has no intention of compromising its own energy production or industrial goals and in fact, seems to envision a world in which it utterly dominates heavy industry while the West cripples itself in the name of global warming. Even environmentalist organizations like Greenpeace, which usually refrain from criticizing China, have begun noticing the wide gap between Beijing's rhetoric and its actions. Kerry himself occasionally admits that China keeps none of its climate promises and sees the issue as a far lower priority than winning its contest for economic and political influence with the United States. Every few months, Kerry suggests China should pay climate reparations to poor countries allegedly suffering from global warming, and the Chinese resolutely ignore him. Watch, Kerry, climate is the most important issue with China. Meanwhile, critics note that John Kerry has a prodigious carbon footprint and shows little inclination to compromise his jet-setting lifestyle to reduce it. Kerry has pumped hundreds of tons of carbon, which he claims is a major pollutant, into the atmosphere while flying to climate conferences. His family sheepishly sold its private jet to a New York hedge fund in February after criticism of his climate hypocrisy reached a fever pitch.